Now, as you know, I'm no fan of that Labor Premier in Victoria, Daniel Andrews, but on the issue of coal seam gas exploration and mining, his credentials are impeccable. Yesterday, he announced a permanent state ban on the exploration and development of all onshore coal seam gas mining and fracking in Victoria, and I regret to say, yet again, Federal Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg got it all wrong. The permanent ban in Victoria will supersede a temporary moratorium already in place. Legislation confirming the ban will be introduced into state parliament later this year, and Mr. Andrews said the decision was based on the best available evidence. Now, I addressed the National Press Club on all of this in 2011, and I made the point that the government's top water advisor, the National Water Commission, had way back then urged the Prime Minister and Premiers to put on the COAG agenda the risk that water systems faced from coal seam gas projects. And James Cameron, the chief executive of the National Water Commission, said that the burgeoning coal seam gas industry had the potential to deliver significant economic benefits, quote, but there are also significant potential risks to water, water management and agricultural land as a result of the scale of the development of one sector. Now, all of this has been acknowledged. Even the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association acknowledged years ago, quote, drilling will impact on adjoining aquifers. The extension of impact and whether the impact can be managed is the question. No answers. Then, of course, there's the business, as I said, of agricultural land. Well, Mr. Andrews said it won't happen. It won't happen. He said he wouldn't risk the cleanest and freshest food by allowing potential contamination via gas exploration and mining. He said Victorians have made it clear they don't support fracking and that the health and environmental risks involved far outweigh any potential benefits. That is true. The Business Council of Australia Chief Executive, Jennifer Westacott, they don't read anything, these people. All they're worried about is money. Described the decision as a dead weight on economic growth and energy security, really. How does allowing foreign companies to trash our farmland and groundwater, export most of our gas that it mines to overseas buyers, and then sell what's left over to us at prices 50% above what those foreign buyers pay, how does that equate to economic growth? And if you want energy security, we'll just adopt a sensible national gas reservation policy to reserve a proportion of gas which belongs to Australians, reserve it for Australians at reasonable prices. Pretty simple. Well done, Victorian Premier.